Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. And when you hear the Song of Ice and Fire, you know Game of Thrones is back. Season 7, the penultimate, premieres this Sunday. There are dozens of characters to catch up with. But in the Seven Kingdoms and beyond, there are the places, from King's Landing to Meereen, that have to be shot in the real world. And the man behind many of those locations, especially in Northern Ireland, is Robbie Boak. He's the supervising location manager for Game of Thrones.
Your responsibilities are creative, and it's the presentation of locations to producers and directors to make them understand why you think a location might be right for the scene that you're trying to film. So my responsibility is primarily Northern Ireland, which is kind of the mothership of the show and has been from the beginning. We also shoot in other locations like Croatia, Spain, Iceland, but those tend to be a smaller proportion of the total year's work. So Northern Ireland is the mothership. Belfast is the headquarters.
Okay, so that's this world. But what are some of the places that you've been responsible for in the Seven Kingdoms that we would know that have come from these shoots?
Well, so many. It gets blurry thinking about the last decade, how it's gone. But from the inception of the show, from Winterfell and its surroundings, the exterior landscapes, and eventually the site where we built Winterfell Castle.
Sansa. Winterfell is our home. It's ours. And Arya's and Bran's and Rickon's, wherever they are, it belongs to our family. We have to fight for it.
I'm tired of fighting.
To the Riverlands.
A person could almost be forgiven for forgetting we're at war.
To some of the Dothraki work, the Dothraki Sea.
The Dothraki have two things in abundance: grass and horses. People can't live on grass.
Some of the exterior Meereen.
Have you ever been to Meereen?
Several times, Your Grace, with Master Krasnes.
And?
They say 1,000 slaves died building the Great Pyramid of Meereen.
And now an army of former slaves is marching to her gates.
The Battle of the Bastards outside Winterfell, the majority of the work, pretty much everything you've seen, apart from the really hot climate stuff. So when you've seen real desert, or when you've seen King's Landing shot from down below in the bay, that might be in areas of Dubrovnik. But the majority of it really is Northern Irish.
So Game of Thrones, Robbie, is a world really built around Westeros and in a way around King's Landing. And to me, that's always been England, essentially, analogous to England, if you want, even though it's a fantasy world, and then extends out from there. Lands and locations get more exotic as they get further and further from the center, from King's Landing. Do you agree with that? And can you help explain how you go about building this world visually for us?
Sure. I mean, it's a massive puzzle, and working with the production designer, Gemma Jackson, she was adamant. She gave me a template. She said, anything to do with Winterfell is going to be dark, crumbly walls. It's going to be mud. If you talk about vegetation, it's going to be either deciduous vegetation on the turn, or it's got to be coniferous. Castle Black, they said it's got to be black cliffs, black rubble work. You've got to be thinking black, black, black. The Eyrie is blue. Red Keep is red. So that was my overall aesthetic template she gave me. And then what you do is you try and match the description in the script as closely as you can.
So, Robbie, let's take one of my favorite puzzle pieces visually and go to the Iron Islands. Listen.
I am Yara Greyjoy, daughter of Balon Greyjoy, king of the Iron Islands. I claim the Salt Throne.
We've never had a queen. Not once.
There are many things we've never done. We've never made our mark upon the world. We are a sea people. Our god is a sea god.
Robbie, everything around Pike is black cliffs, salt, the sea, and piracy, and it's all reflected in the locations that you choose for the Iron Islands.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I read the word Pike, I was joking with the producer saying, if you had to talk about nomenclature of something sounds like what it is, you know, it does what it says on the tin. And Pike for me was always a dagger, a hard, hard, hostile structure that initially we shot it as a harbor, the exterior harbor, when I think Yara meets Theon when he gets back. And then that particular scene you've just played, which is the King's Moot up in Nuggers Hill, We used an area very close to the original Pike Harbor because geographically it made sense. It looked the same. It felt the same. And it was spectacular. Pike is Pike. And anything to do with Pike, you're going to be looking more or less in the real world geography quite close to where you started.
Well, look, Robbie, I mean, there's really only one other production that has established location and established place as costume and characters in a show the way yours has. And of course, it's Middle Earth. It's Lord of the Rings.
Sure, yeah, got you. Absolutely. I mean, those rolling landscapes, they take the viewer to a place they weren't expecting. And you can be spellbound by what you're seeing on screen. At the same time, with the foreground action and the foreground dialogue and the characters doing a great job acting, it is an absolute essential ingredient to making a show sing. Whether it's a grubby apartment, because that's what you need, or a brick-walled street, because that's what you need, or a majestic rolling plain with a batch of horses clip-clopping across the screen. You know, it makes a massive difference to the way the show feels. And that's been one of the great things about Game of Thrones, is it's rarely used the locations to such an extent that it's been a great show to work on.
Robbie, I wonder if you would play a little game with me. It's going to maybe seem awfully reductionist to you, but would you humor me for a second?
Go ahead. Let's see how I do.
Well, I know how important it is for your job to make me as the viewer feel a certain thing when I see your locations. And I thought I might list a couple of famous places around the Seven Kingdoms. And maybe in just a word or two, you'll tell me what I'm supposed to feel when I see these places. How about that?
Sure. I'll do my best.
Well, let's start with King's Landing.
Grand, decadent, the capital.
All the lords of Westeros will gather here to see the little prince.
How about Winterfell?
Hard, northern, salt of the earth.
But do you understand why I had to kill him?
Oh, where's the old way?
The man who passes the sentence should swing the sword.
And Robbie, what should I be feeling when you show me north of the wall?
Scared.
Because I want you and your wolf with us when we ride out beyond the wall tomorrow.
Beyond the wall?
I'll not sit meekly by and wait for the snows. I mean to find out what's happening.
Bleak wilderness, hostile wildlings, but also other things.
Robbie, I would be scared because winter's coming.
Absolutely.
And you've made me...
winter is well here now, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you've helped us feel it. And what a pleasure for me to talk to one of the architects of the Seven Kingdoms themselves. Robbie Boak, supervising location manager for Game of Thrones. Thanks for being with us.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.